What's going on, all you early morning people? So I got on here again. I didn't podcast too long ago. It was only like 3-4 days ago, I think. So I'm back on, and the moving on thing has been tough. It's been a tough one for me to do. To move on, I wanted to say, for me, sometimes I feel like a dog at an adoption center, like at a rescue center, who is trying to find somebody who will adopt him, who will adopt me, take me in, say, we're together, forever home, all that good stuff. In this last experience with somebody dating wise, it was like I got taken out to play for the day. It seemed like everything was good, and then that person said no, ultimately, and never came back. And here I am still at the adoption center, feeling kind of sad, feeling lonely. I know that's not the best description, since I'm a human. We're all humans here. We're not dogs. I do think there are similarities, and I think I think it works for me. I don't know. It's tough sometimes to be disabled. And what I mean by that is it's tough to work through this stuff. It's tough that other people don't understand what it means to be mentally disabled, because I think people think it's a choice. I think people think, you know, you can overcome that. I've overcome mental stuff. You can overcome that. And the best thing I can say to describe that that's not true is that there's short circuits in the brain. The wiring is messed up. So that's a hardware problem, man. it's really not. It's not all the times a problem of just positive thinking and mental fortitude. It's really not. I can say that for myself is definitely 100% true. You know, I think, what did I do wrong? And most often, all the time, I never find out what I do wrong. The person never is honest about, you know, you did this or you said that. That ultimately was the downfall. And I don't know what else I can do. I say and a lot. I'm going to keep saying and a lot. I'm not drunk right now, and I had some weed. So I really don't give a shit. I haven't podcasted in a long time. I'm getting back into this, so my flow is going to be a little bit choppy. That's all right. I'm not worried about it. If you guys are worried about it, I don't give a shit. I'm grateful. Thanks for listening. At the same time, I used to have such a big crowd of listeners. It's disheartening in itself. It's like, what the fuck happened? Where'd all the listeners go? Yeah. Oh, well. And it's not oh, well, because that's what this podcast is about loneliness and how there really is no, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to say to be like, this, you can conquer loneliness by doing this. I guess for me, the best thing I do is try to stay in a sort of purgatory of emotional state where it's not good or bad. You know, if I watch TV and I read books and hang out with my dogs, do that kind of stuff, then I'm pretty good to go. I'll be at least okay. But it still hurts. It's still painful. For fuck's sake, to be rejected. I keep getting fucking rejected. I haven't really had a consistent friendship with romantically or just platonically, even, you know, with dudes in a long while. So that's sad. That's fucking sad. I'm gonna pity myself. I don't need your pity. I'll pity myself. I can handle that. But yeah, I do pity me right now. I pity me because it's this is not a full life going on right now. This is not a I'm trying to find a better word, but it's not a full life. And I'm just kind of barely living life right now. And maybe that'll always be the case. And people just, I guess, don't want to have anything to do with that. That's their choice. It fucking sucks. It fucking sucks. Saying this is the best I can do and people saying, well, that's not good enough. So, all right, I'm out. It's awful to be lonely, and I'm not doing the best lately, but I'm just gonna try to hang in there for some fucking reason, I guess, beyond my understanding or knowing, and try to have faith, basically, try to have faith in something good happening in the future with people, so... That's all I got. All right, I'm out.